The latest headlines from ABC News. A 20-year-old man has been charged with murder in the U.S. after a car was deliberately driven into a crowd of anti-racism protesters in Charlottesville, killing a 32-year-old woman and injuring at least 19 others. Local politicians have condemned the violence. President Donald Trump has been criticized for failing to call out white supremacists. There are fears up to 100 people have been killed in post-election violence in Kenya, with deadly clashes in the capital, Nairobi. Police have been engaged in running battles with protesters demanding President Uhuru Kenyatta step down after last week's disputed election result. For the first time, an Aboriginal group has started charging cruise ship passengers to visit popular coastal spots in Western Australia's north. Many in the industry welcome the move, but some are concerned the extra cost may frighten away the tourists. And in the NRL, the Titans will sit down with coach Neil Henry and star fullback Jarrod Hayne this week to try and resolve the scuffs between the pair. Hayne will reportedly walk away from his contract on the Gold Coast if Henry no longer wants him in his team. He also says the coach hasn't spoken to him since the Titans' 54-point NRL loss to the Broncos last week.